This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. So Skype on in here at the Skype username, which is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So for those of you just tuning in the last hour, you missed a discussion about the cops in Detroit, undercover agents from two different precincts, literally in a brawl in the street out in front of a house, alleged drug house, which is actually being run by undercover cops. Being then raided by undercover cops from two different precincts.
Yes.
So, of course, the cops didn't know one another, and they all thought they were real drug dealers and real drug buyers, and so there was quite a bit of confusion and actual fighting, punches being thrown, pushes, shoves, and all of it caught on police body cameras. We did see a little bit of the footage, which led to a larger discussion about police body cameras.
Yeah, and there's still
sharing
a little bit more to this article from NPR.
Looking at the question of whether or not the costs of these body cameras, which are very, very high because of ongoing maintenance and, like, basically you have to get under departments typically get under contracts with companies like Taser.
Generally so, yes.
Who are the manufacturers of these body cameras, and they can just rake these departments for all kinds of money. And so the question was, D.C., they looked at the D.C. Cops cams, and there was a very detailed study that was done on them, and they claimed that there really wasn't any reduction in the number of...
No statistically significant effect is the actual wording by the researcher.
An effect on complaints of use of force and an effect on something else.
Complaints against officers and use of force by officers.
Gotcha.
Continuing on, Harlan Yu, who works for an organization called Upturn that studies how technology affects civil rights and social justice, says the results of the study call into question whether police departments should even purchase body cameras. He says this is the most important empirical study on the impact of police-worn body cameras to date. If cameras don't decrease the use of force, don't decrease the number of misconduct complaints, and don't change officer behavior, then what are we adopting cameras for? Hmm. He notes that a lot of recent footage showing police violence has actually come from bystanders, not police-worn body cameras.
Okay.
And while cameras have had neutral effects in Washington, D.C., he says the devices might have harmful effects in places with policies that allow officers to review the footage before writing their initial reports about various violations.
Right, so instead of going by memory, going by the
cams.
It's
kind of like how in a lot of times you take a ticket to court, and the police officer will sit there, papers in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you were driving a white Subaru with license plate blotted up. Officer, can you ask him to not rely on his notes?
Or judge, you mean?
Judge, can you ask the officer not to rely on it? Can you please not rely on your notes unless you really, really have to?
Yeah, you can do that. You can ask them to not rely on their notes. I forget what the legal reason
they were allowed to rely on their notes.
In theory, they should not be allowed.
New Hampshire only?
I don't know. Maybe it is New Hampshire only. I don't know.
No. It's basically incompetent witness. If somebody can't go from memory on something, they're an incompetent witness and should not be allowed to testify against
them. That's interesting because I remember there being cases where they decided otherwise.
Tom's on the line in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom. A former cop, by the way, for listeners that may not know. Go ahead.
I just wanted to put this to your candor. We hear a lot about bad cops, and we hear a lot about why the good cops don't do more. I suspect that the leak of the footage probably came from a good cop who wanted to expose the of the failed illegal drug war.
Yeah, I suspect at the very least it did come from one of the police or maybe one of the office staff, but yeah.
I wonder if they leaked it because they wanted to wind up on WorldStar.
Relative to body cameras, I think the public should know that they probably, in most instances, will hurt the public. A lot of people may not realize that police oftentimes skirt the law to help the public. And I know that sounds anathema to what many people think is going on, but again, we do have good cops. I think I told you before about how I handled DWIs, not getting people involved in the system, having them park their car if they were kids, having their parents come down and pick them up if they were adults, having them park their car, threatening them with arrest if the car was moved within 24 hours. These things help the public. Another thing, for instance...
Wait. What you're saying, though, there is you were doing things that weren't necessarily by the book. Rather than arrest somebody, you give them some assistance. What you're saying is that if you were on a body cam, you'd have to play more by the book and, like, arrest one of these people. Is that what you're saying?
You would have to, because technically what you would be doing if you didn't go by the book would be setting yourself up for a fall. And of course, that's...
Because you, sir, violated policy, and you're caught on video having violated policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now we also did this a lot, and any cop will tell you who's been on the street for any period of time. When it came to drugs, those of us who know that the drug war was born of a lie and is illegal for folks who were involved in a victimless possession charge or were caught possessing drugs, we would allow them to simply destroy the drugs, take them out of their pocket or wherever they were,
right,
crush them up,
dump it
give
out,
them a warning, or let them go. Now, we also have archaic laws when it comes to kids. The law says that if a parent disciplines their child and there's any sign, even a little bit of redness on the cheek, maybe the kid told the parent to F off and the parent smacked them, I'm okay with that. The law is not. The law says I must arrest the parent. I don't believe in that, and most cops, many cops, don't. So I would lecture the child on behaving and commend the parent, and that would be that. Now, with a body cam, I would have to arrest the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would be breaking the law. And the same goes for domestic violence. You know, I'll date myself here, but there was a time when you went to a domestic violence call, and you could have one person go to a family member's house, take a walk, talk to them. Now we must arrest. That's the policy.
So that's something I wonder if this study looked at, what happened to the crime rates. So in addition to use of force by the officers and complaints against the officers, did the crime rates go up in D.C.? From June 2015 through December 2016 when they looked at this stuff? That's something that they don't have here.
Who knows? Very often, many of these policies are born of a monetary issue. It's about making money. It's about remaining, in their eyes, looking good in the public's view. And they're not really based on anything scientific or statistically accurate.
Tom, I want to say thanks for the input here. So it sounds like you are definitely against the body cameras for all the times they might actually identify police behaving badly. You're saying there are a lot of ways you can't measure that they will actually hurt innocent members of the public who otherwise, you know, may have not gotten a ticket without the body cameras from a relatively decent cop.
Not to mention the intrusion on privacy when it comes to sensitive issues. We deal with very sensitive issues that people don't want, and I certainly agree with this. They don't want on camera that they want to divulge it to a police officer. They don't want to be filmed when it comes to something like rape or when it comes to something that
something embarrassing.
Is private.
For sure. Tom, thanks for calling and sharing that perspective. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, censorship is alive and well in the EU, and Chris has that story. We'll share that with you. But also, you need to know about Dash. It's digital cash. Right now, a lot of people in the cryptocurrency world are talking about how Bitcoin, while it has been shooting up in its price, it's at new record highs today, almost $8,000 per Bitcoin. Its usefulness has gone down. So you can't actually use, or you can, but you'd be insane to do so, Bitcoin at a small retail level. Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, we're pretty proud of the fact that we've got more than like a dozen, approximately a dozen mom and pop brick and mortar stores, retail locations where you could pay with Bitcoin. And you still can, technically, pay with Bitcoin. But I can tell you the folks over at Little Zoe's Pizza tell me that nobody's doing that anymore because Bitcoin, the fees are too expensive. To send Bitcoin to somebody, you're looking at probably at least a $5 fee. And I think that the fees were down today to like the $5 range because a bunch of people weren't spending their Bitcoin today due to this SegWit2x controversy that kind of happened. There were some of the exchanges that froze their deposits today.
Right, right.
So there wasn't as much Bitcoin movement today.
And then also some of the point-of-sale providers were shutting down merchant tools, saying, you know, nope, from, you know, this time until we know for certain that there's not going to be this SegWit2x thing coming off, not allowing merchant tools to be operational.
So the fees have been killing the retail use of Bitcoin. So the question is, given that Bitcoin doesn't seem to be coming down anytime soon, like it just seems to keep going up, everybody's seeing, hey, Bitcoin's going up in price. So like all these people that don't know anything about Bitcoin are getting into Bitcoin. So there's all this money rushing into Bitcoin all the while. You really can't do much more with it than sit on it.
Right.
I mean, Chris, you mentioned that your boyfriend, Bob, he had sent a very small fee on a Bitcoin transaction, and it took approximately 1 week for that to actually go through.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a $3, he sent like $3 worth of Bitcoin. And
just as
a
test?
Yeah, as a test, and like the most minimal fee that he could possibly could that the program would let him send.
Right.
And and it took a week. It did go through, though. And I think that, I don't know if that was the objective to see if it would go through, if that was the objective or not, but that's certainly, yeah.
So that is not the way Bitcoin is supposed to work, but that's the way it is working now, if you want to call that working. Personally, I would call Bitcoin broken at this point, but ultimately, it's still a success from the price perspective. It seems like a good investment. You buy some Bitcoin, you wait, it goes up in value. Now, how long does that happen for? How long until the marketplace actually discovers, oh, well, we could actually have a cryptocurrency that not only could go up in value, but also might be useful, like, you know, pretty much all of the other ones that are out there, because none of them have the fee issues that that Bitcoin has. Now, arguably, none of them have had the success level that Bitcoin has had either. But there's one of them out there that I'm pretty excited about, which is Dash. And it's digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. I can tell you this, here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, which up until recently was the number one most Bitcoin accepting city per capita as far as businesses that accept Bitcoin, we've been challenged now by Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So we've got a real duel going on between Keene and Portsmouth where we're trying to see who can be the number one city. And I think Portsmouth has us edged out at this moment. But one thing that they've done over in Portsmouth is they've been turning on Dash acceptance at local businesses that they've been recruiting in. And so we've started doing that here in Keene as well, now that there's finally a Dash point of sale system available for years, there was nothing but Bitcoin. As far as what a merchant could use to accept a cryptocurrency, it was only Bitcoin as far as the useful point-of-sale systems go. Finally, our buddy Derek J. Freeman, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, and his boyfriend Steven Zeiler came up with a competitor to BitPay, and it took some bug fixing and some practice, but we finally got it to the point where it was ready for prime time. And so I've been out there pitching it to local businesses, and I got two local businesses who had previously accepted just Bitcoin. Today, they are now accepting Bitcoin and Dash.
Excellent.
And so I'm very excited about that. So now, for Dash, in real life, you can go and you can purchase anything at the Corner News Store, which was the very first Bitcoin accepting business here in Keene, brick and mortar. It's kind of like a little newsstand shop with sodas and cigarettes and, you know, newspapers.
Corner store.
Pipes, you know, that kind of thing. Very little. Yeah, but it's got a lot of stuff in there, and it's even got a Bitcoin vending machine in there now, and a really cool little shop. And there's a place called Dee's Cafe that is like a bar, and they, you know, do food as well, so you can go and you can buy your lunch, which you did. Actually, you did Bitcoin today there, Chris.
I did, but it was just before they started taking Dash. Like, I was in there at the same time, except that just before you must have helped them get that set up.
Yep, I did.
But I would have spent Dash because I would have saved on the fees if it was available.
Yep, absolutely.
And I did actually have some Dash, so
The next time you go in there.
I'm definitely going to have to use Dash.
So, yeah, coming up next week, I'm going to be pitching a local pizza place that takes Bitcoin on it. I talked to them today. They said they're all for it. They want to get some stuff taken care of first, and so I'm going to see them next week. So, I mean, it's once they're taking Bitcoin, it's actually pretty easy to get them to start taking Dash because most of them, they know about the fees because we've been letting them know about some of these things that have been going on. And so they know, and they've seen the drop-off. They've seen their Bitcoin customers become cash customers again. Because, like me, I'm a Bitcoin fanatic, but I won't pay $5 to $10 to spend on just to buy a soda or something like that. I'm not going to spend $5 on top of it just to buy a soda. But will I spend 3 cents? Yeah, and that's the kind of fees you're talking about when it comes to Dash. And Dash is planning on lowering their fees over time. So their next update through a hard fork that they do, Dash is going to double their block size to make it so they can scale up for the future. And they're going to lower their fees to a third of a cent per transaction, basically. So it's like going to be a flat fee in Dash, not in cents.
Nice.
But right now, it's equivalent of about 3 cents.
That's three places.
A third of a cent.
That's three places in Keene, right? Because you didn't mention Hot Hogs.
Hot Hogs, a barbecue place. Yep. So, yeah, we have three places, plus Route 101 Local Goods, which is where Thursday night co-hosts. So actually four of them are now taking Dash, which is just awesome news.
Excellent. And then what about the Vietnamese food truck that's going to be getting a retail, the brick-and-mortar spot soon, hopefully?
That's... I don't know how much I should say about that. There's a new partner
involved in the
retail business, and the partner is not so sure about cryptocurrency. So there's going to have to be some objections overcome, maybe some meetings had. I'm not sure where that one's going to go. But if we can get that restaurant to come on, that would be amazing.
Right next to City Hall.
Yeah, that would be good.
So anyway, Dash, you know, you got to say, it's the competitor right now as far as retail use of cryptocurrency. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, we're going to get into we're talking about cryptocurrency. We're going to get into the EU and apparently a potential crackdown on freedom of speech. Chris will tell us about that. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You got holiday shopping to get taken care of? Well, you can do that over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the different links you'll find there. There's Walmart. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. There's a few others. Go and get your shopping taken care of and Free Talk Live benefits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking about cryptocurrencies and how Dash is making a real play to be the key cryptocurrency on the ground in retail establishments. But there's also some really interesting Bitcoin-related news that came out this week. I don't know if you guys covered this last night, Daryl. Stop me if you did. But did you guys talk about how Square is starting to get into crypto again?
We did not.
So Square is this payments company that has like a point of sale software that they, a lot of local businesses will run the Square software.
Right. And a lot of websites use it as well.
Yes.
I've noticed it's gotten a lot more popular over the years.
Yeah, they're huge. They're like a multi-billion-dollar company from what I understand. And I remember
it's apparently fairly easy to use as well. And the reason they call it Square is all of the images for your various items are squares.
Makes sense. I'm sure that's not unusual for payment software, but regardless.
No. So not the payment aspect, but the shopping cart.
Uh-huh. The buttons or whatever?
No. So Johnson, who's on Tuesday nights, yeah. He just put up a website with T-shirts and whatnot.
Right, which we can't talk about yet.
Right, but some of the pictures are rectangles.
Yeah.
With Square, if Square is your online shopping thing, every image is a square.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that's that original, but it's something. So Square,
like the rounded corners on the iPhone,
right, is a big company as far as payments is concerned. And the funny thing is, I remember years ago, like 2014 maybe, James Cleveland, who was a co-host on Free Talk Live, he used to run a thrift store here in Keene, and he used Square.
Yes.
And he said that they had Bitcoin.
Yeah, they did.
And then they took it away, and they never explained why. Like, that they had integrated Bitcoin payments into their point-of-sale system, and that was a huge deal.
Right.
And then it all of a sudden went away, and there was no explanation whatsoever as to why they pulled it.
And there was something, I forget what it was, but there was something that I wanted to buy online a couple of months ago where the website had Square implemented, and at checkout, Bitcoin was one of the options, and I clicked on it, and then it said, this merchant has not opted in to accept Bitcoin payment. Then why are you showing it to me yeah, as a payment option?
I don't know, man. Maybe they jumped the gun. There was never any explanation for why they pulled it, but now the news is, according to Forbes, Laura Shin, some customers of Square's Cash app have gotten a surprise in the past week. The app, which is used for payments between friends and is a competitor to Venmo, has also given them the option to buy or sell Bitcoin. So all of a sudden, in this payments app that millions of people have, I even have it on my smartphone, in this payments app, poof, a bunch of their users, not all of them, because I don't have the Bitcoin option on mine, so they only gave it to a certain portion of their users.
Probably like beta testing.
That's what it sounds like, that they've given them the option to purchase or to sell Bitcoin. Now, you can't actually use the app to transfer the Bitcoin to somebody else. It's literally just buying, holding, and selling. That's all you can do with it.
Interesting.
A few rejoiced on Twitter, probably much to the delight of Square's CEO, Jack Dorsey, who is also CEO of the social media site. Now, I don't know anything about being CEO of anything, but how the hell can you have time to be a CEO of two different companies? That seems like it would be a pretty big job, but maybe it's not as big of a job as I think that it is.
Depends on how
secretaries.
Right, and depends on, you know, how hands-on you need to be. Do you have how many, you know, assistant vice presidents, right, and assistants to the vice president,
or
and
just a figurehead,
assistant regional manager? Right. Is it a figurehead position, or are you actually in charge of the company? Like Bill Gates, mm-hmm, is a very, from what I understand, he's still a very hands-on sort of person there at Microsoft.
Even though he retired from the position?
I thought he was still like the CEO.
No,
or
he's like an emeritus something or other.
He might be the chairman still, but even that I think he retired from.
He's retired for a number of years.
Okay, yeah. But when he was the CEO, he was still very hands-on, but like, you know, the CEO of Walmart. How many decisions is that person making versus all of the regional managers?
So, Jack Dorsey, since when, or here's some of the comments on Twitter from users. Since when can you buy Bitcoin through Square Cash, wrote one. OMG, just noticed I can now invest in Bitcoin using my Cash app. I seriously think this is my most useful app ever, tweeted another. A Square spokesperson said in a statement, quote, we're always listening to our customers, and we found that they're interested in using the Cash app to buy Bitcoin. We're exploring how Square can make the experience faster and easier, and have rolled out this feature to a small number of Cash app customers. We believe cryptocurrency can greatly impact the ability of individuals to participate in the global financial system, and we're excited to learn more here. Now, that's interesting that they were hearing from their customers, they say, about wanting to get Bitcoin, and they've enabled that. Now, for now, the app only allows these users to buy, sell, and hold Bitcoins, but not to make payments to friends with the cryptocurrency, which is the app's primary function with dollars. Now, wait a minute. This, in my opinion, is actually a smart move. Because what have we been complaining about with Bitcoin? The fees.
Right.
And the slowness.
Yep.
The fees and the slowness. But you only experience fees and slowness if you try to send Bitcoin to somebody or try to receive it from somebody. So if all you do with Bitcoin is buy and hold the Bitcoin, then you don't have to worry about the fees and the slowness anymore. So for as far as Square's user experience is concerned, they're just letting you invest in a thing, basically, in their app.
But there would still be the fee when you buy the thing.
They would absorb that in the fee of selling you the Bitcoin. So it wouldn't be a noticeable fee.
You wouldn't be able to buy a small number of Bitcoin and have it worthwhile.
Yeah, I don't know what the minimum purchase would be in this case. But technically, Square wouldn't have to send you Bitcoin to a Bitcoin address, Daryl. They could have the Bitcoin on their system. So one of the bad things is, in this case, you wouldn't control private keys, and Square would control your private keys.
Yep,
but
yep.
The good side of that is when Square sells you $10 worth of Bitcoin, they don't have to send you the $10 worth of Bitcoin. They just have it in their system, and they have it marked as yours.
It's a ledger.
Right. They have their own internal ledger.
That makes you wonder if they're really selling you Bitcoin if you don't have access to Bitcoin, though.
Well, right, and that's the problem when you let companies like Square or Coinbase hold your private keys for you and hold your Bitcoin for you, is you don't have control over it. So when things happen like the Bitcoin Cash fork or the Bitcoin Gold fork, you know, where Bitcoin splits into two competing currencies, you're completely at their mercy as to whether or not they decide to let you have access to that Bitcoin. Or if they want to shut down your account, then, again, you're at their mercy as to whether or not they want to give you access to the Bitcoin. But either way, this is still, for a newbie, for somebody that doesn't know anything about Bitcoin but wants to try it, this is a way that they can do it, and they don't have to experience all the negative sides of Bitcoin, which we have to experience because we have our private keys, and we value the idea of having private keys. The person in the Square app, they don't know what a private key is. They probably barely know what Bitcoin is, but now they know they can get this thing that they've been hearing people talk about on, you know, online or on television, and there it is. It's right there in their app. And the thing with the Square Cash app, and I don't have any stock in Square, but I have used this app to send money to people that I know. The voice guy, actually, from LRN.FM, Zeus, he started asking me to pay him with Square Cash like a year ago instead of using PayPal to do voice work for us. And that's
really?
That's how I got the Square Cash app. All you do is you put in your debit card information from your bank account into this thing, and it makes it so you can send payments to people, and they can cash them into their bank accounts instantly for a 1% fee, or they can wait a couple days, and then it's free. It's pretty cool. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was?
When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and of course you're invited to Skype into the show at Skype username LRN.FM. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency. I should mention that we can still accept your Bitcoin contributions, although I can tell you, I bet those have slowed down. I haven't pulled up the list of them in a while, but given the transaction fees, I suspect people aren't sending us $5 or $10 Bitcoin contributions. But if for some reason you still want to do that, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you can find our Bitcoin donation address there.
Do you have other donation addresses? Like a Dash or Zencash?
I know I had Dash up there at one point. I think that what I have is like a shapeshift.io thing.
Okay.
So you can like contribute multiple different cryptocurrencies. And yeah, there is a Dash address there. I should probably see where that thing goes to.
You don't have the wallet anywhere.
Sometimes it gets a little obscure looking at the wallet address. It's like, I don't remember the one that ends in 650B, but it's hard to remember these things. Because one of the problems with cryptocurrency is at a glance you don't really know which wallet you're looking at unless you have memorized some amount of it. But anyway, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And then below that there's the altcoin tip jar where you can pay with altcoins of whatever flavor that's shapeshift.io will make work for you. So anyway, we were talking about the Square Cash. It is an app that the Square Payments Company has on, I believe, all major phones, Android, iOS, that I started using probably about a year ago to send payments for our voice guy, Zeus, he's like the deep voice guy that does LRN.FM promos. If you listen to LRN.FM, you've heard his voice. Anyway, he asked me to start paying with the Square Cash app for whatever reason, and I was like, okay, fine, I jumped through the hoops. And it's an app that allows you to add a debit card for your bank onto the app, and then once you do that, you use your bank account balance to then send a payment to somebody. So if I needed to pay you for something, let's say you did fixed a computer for me, Chris, and you wanted, you were willing to accept dollars for payment, I could send you those dollars through this Square Cash app if you also had the app.
Yeah, I don't.
And then you would be able to take those dollars and deposit them directly into your bank account instantly, and they charge a 1% fee for that. Because normally when you deposit something through ACH, it's like a three-day business, you know, three business day or two or three business days that it takes. And so you can still do it that way, and it's free to receive payments that way, but you just have to be patient and wait for a couple days. But for people who are in a rush, if you're in a hurry, you pay that 1%, and then you get it instantly. So it's like a pretty useful app. But now, according to Forbes, they have added for some amount of their users. They haven't rolled it out all over the place. So, for instance, I don't have it yet. But for some amount of their users, they have rolled out the option to purchase Bitcoin. And as Forbes points out here, Bitcoin is the original cryptocurrency and has soared in value this year to 7 times what it was worth on January 1st of this year. It also has the highest market capitalization, over $100 billion, out of the thousands of other crypto assets that exist today. And its value could be poised to increase further as Bitcoin futures launch soon, bringing more institutional money into the market. Though, as any seasoned Bitcoiner would tell you, the market is highly unpredictable. In recent months, CEO Jack Dorsey has not been shy about his admiration for blockchain technology, calling it the next big unlock in an interview with The Verge's Lauren Good. In that same discussion, he perhaps gave a hint as to why Square Cash is testing this out. He recounted going home to St. Louis over the holidays and being asked by multiple people how to buy Bitcoin. He says, quote, I said, why do you want to buy Bitcoin? And they said, I heard it was a fast, easy way to make money. So I said, you want it to treat it like an investment? And they said, yes. Someone said it's like digital gold. It was just amazing how mainstream the brand is, he said. He also noted that a digital currency could be especially appealing to a younger generation, one that overlaps nicely with those that also pay friends with smartphone apps, and recounted someone telling him, quote, gold is a stupid rock, unquote. In the interview, he may have even expressed openness to the potential for Bitcoin to be just another tool that Square offers its merchants. When asked if he followed Bitcoin, he said, quote, one of the principles at Square was we're going to help the seller make the sale. That means whatever form of payment comes across the counter, be it physical or digital, we're going to enable them to accept, unquote. While competitor Venmo has strong brand recognition in late October, the New York Times reported, quote, in recent months, though, Square Cash has quietly bypassed Venmo to become the most frequently downloaded financial app of any kind on both Apple and Android phones, according to Apptopia, unquote. So you've got the number one payments app in the world, apparently, that has now added Bitcoin on a test basis for some amount of their users. As you said, it's probably a beta test, Chris, which means they're ironing out whatever bugs might be there. So perhaps a full rollout will be coming in the near future.
Speaking of irons, when's Bitcoin iron going to become a thing?
Oh, no. Don't give them any ideas, Daryl. I mean, we already have enough Bitcoins out there. So there's already somebody talking about Bitcoin Silver coming out in December, and then Bitcoin Plus, or wait, no, Bitcoin Core, no, Bitcoin Cash Plus.
And then Super Bitcoin.
Is that another one for real?
I read something about that, or I dreamed that I read about that.
It sounds like it could
be real. Hope it was a dream that I read about it.
Sounds like a nightmare
to me. I think it was supposed to be a thing.
All these Bitcoins are, I think, a little confusing in the marketplace. Let's go to Ricky. He is in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
To the amplifiers. I have been delayed with my photos. The reasons why? I just bought a new gun because I want to look my best for those photos. $650. Obviously, also, I am a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania because impersonating a law enforcement officer would be a crime. Now, if I may continue, Brother Ian.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the other week, I had a request by Sister Heather that I promised to follow up on, and also from Brother Chris, the other co-host, the following Thursday. That was last night. I was not able to fulfill that request.
What request?
The request from Sister Heather is she wanted to know more, and I promised her I would follow up the following week about my relationship with the young lady that first started that I was supervising when I received my honors. I was not able to fulfill that the following week.
Right. You weren't able to fulfill that request last night because you started talking horribly about Stefan, who is another caller to the show.
Now, wait a minute. What do you got against
Stefan? And then you
Stefan?
Said that you had a question for him, and I said, well, he's not here to answer the question,
wait,
and ended the call.
Well, wait. What do you got against Stefan? I wasn't here for this, so what's the issue here? He's another caller. He calls on Skype. He's from Ohio. Is it some sort of Pennsylvania-Ohio, you know, rivalry?
No, it is not a Pennsylvania-Ohio rivalry, but I listened to his call that night running for governor.
Oh, he's still running for governor?
Yes.
Yeah, and there are reasons why he obviously was overlooked and all of that, but I do not want to spend the Stefan show. There was over 20 minutes last night of it. This is more important.
Well, can you bring me up to speed, Daryl? He was overlooked. He didn't get the nomination or what
No, he was explaining that when he contacted the Libertarian Party of Ohio to find out about wanting to challenge for their nomination, one of the political directors said, no, we've got somebody in mind. His last name is Taft, and you really shouldn't be running. So he was being discouraged from even challenging for the nomination.
Wow, okay. But he still could if he wanted to.
In theory, maybe. He was explaining the process, and it sounds rather difficult. He's got to go collect a lot of petitions, but he also needs to find a running mate before he can get the petitions or something. It's very confusing. And again, you know, he was reaching out to LP Ohio to try to get some help, and they were basically saying, yeah, no, go away.
They didn't want to deal with him, what, because he's young, do you think?
His last name isn't Taft.
Oh, that's a thing in Ohio, right?
Right, because there was the former President Taft from Ohio. There have been several governors in Ohio named Taft.
Now, Ricky, what was your...
So it's kind of like Sununu here in New Hampshire.
Right. These political names. Ricky, what was your question for him that you know, he couldn't answer because he wasn't there? Because I understand he's listening to you right now. So what was your question?
That's the whole point. This is the whole reason why I was dropped last night. And I have more to say.
Well, I'm not going to drop you because it's my understanding you had a question for him, but he wasn't here to answer it. So we can actually bring him on. So what was the question you wanted to ask?
The question was his concern, his stance on gun control, and also on top of that, his view on the Southern Cross.
Okay, stand by, Ricky. We're going to bring you back here. I mean, as a libertarian on guns, I think that's a pretty predictable answer, but we'll see what he has to say.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.